Hey, welcome to the T&I Cyclecast. I am on site today, so you'll hear a lot of traffic and background noises, things like that. I will be joined shortly by my co-host, the Dark Diver, and we're going for a ride. We're going to take a pretty small ride, probably 10, 15 miles, nothing major, and along the way we'll probably stop and talk cycling a little bit. So, that being said, I've got to get my gear ready, load up the Camelback, gloves, shoes, get the bike out of the back, get it all ready. Like I said, the Dark Diver, Manny's on his way, and we will check in on you in a little while. All right, still waiting for Manny. I'm at the top of the dam where we put in. I'm riding the dam trail. Man, I'm funny. Anyway, I am at the top of the dam. It's got this little fire road leading up to it. It's like a quarter mile long, and just at an angle so that you don't have to ride straight up the thing because it's, I don't know, 50, 75 feet high, something like that. Yeah, I know, it's no problem for Lance, but that's why he gets the big bucks. Anyway, I'm about a half mile, not a half mile. Who knows? I'm horrible at judging distances. Hey, let me look down on my... Yeah, I am a half mile. I forget, I have my cyclo computer here. I'm a half mile from, not as a crow flies, but it kind of zigged over here, from the parking lot. And it appears that the Manster just drove up. Hopefully he'll be getting his stuff together, getting on his bike, and getting the heck over here. It's amazing, that little road, right? It's a quarter of a mile long. Again, I'm horrible at percent grades, but it's probably about a 10% grade where it gets the steepest. And early on, it's maybe 2%. I mean, it's really nothing. And, man, that's a tough little climb. I guess in the old days, that wouldn't have been a tough climb, but, hey, I'm getting old, what can I say? Anyway, so there you have it. I'm kind of cruising around, got the mountain bike out. I've really been doing just mountain biking for the last 10, 12 months, and that's because my road bike, which is a Le Mans Reno, has too tight a geometry in it. It's too spread out. And part of that, again, maybe I've got a gut to overcome now, but it just feels like I'm stretching real far to get out there on the handlebars. But my last road bike before that was a Raleigh Technium 440. Such beautiful geometry. It was so comfortable. And after 16 years of riding it and being way behind, I mean, I had my shifters on the down tube, none of the new technologies. I decided, hey, I deserve it, you know. 16 years of breaking this thing down to the bearing level. You know, every summer I would do a complete overhaul and break it down literally to the bearings. And just kept that bike in perfect condition. And logged a lot of miles with it. In fact, the bulk of my now 18,000 miles since I started keeping track of them was probably on that bike, easily. So I thought, yeah, I deserve it. Went out and bought the Le Mans Reno and promptly sold the Technium. Man, that was a mistake. I mean, early on the Reno, it was a new bike, so I didn't, you know, I figured I'll get used to it. I'm sorry, I can't get into the geometry. I did ride a friend's Specialized, the Alez or whatever, and that geometry felt just like the Technium. So now I've got this big, catch 22. It's not really catch 22, but it's a quandary in that, you know, I've only had the Le Mans maybe 5-6 years, which to me is still a young bike. And I feel, you know, like what a waste to go ahead and buy a new bike already. You know, bikes last me a heck of a lot longer than that normally. So I don't know. But it's been hanging in the garage for half a year. and I'm not riding it because I'm not comfortable on it. So, yeah, at what point does it become worth it? Do I hold on to it for 5 more years and put no miles on it, and then I go, well, now it's however it's 10 years old or whatever, or 12, and then does that make it worth it? I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it to me. So I probably need to bite the bullet, sell the Le Mans. Yeah, it's a great bike, still in good condition. I mean, great condition. I take very good care of my bikes. So I could probably get a little bit for it, nowhere near what I paid for it, I'm sure. But I could sell it anyway. And then go ahead and buy me something like that Specialized. Although I'm kind of holding out talking to EJ. He's the one who has the Specialized. Never rides the damn thing. In fact, the last time I think he rode it was at the Hotter Than Hell, which I'll put a link on there to, you know, I'm sure most of you have already, well, a lot of you have already heard that story of the Hotter Than Hell. But give that a look and you'll see why he probably hasn't ridden it since then. But, you know, end of the day, got to do something. Anyway, the Manster should be here soon, so I'll check in a minute. All right, the Manster is here.
Oh, finally made it.
Hold on, I got a shield from this wind.
Okay.
Okay, hey, the Manster finally made it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
What do you think about that hill?
It's a 10-degree ramp, about 100 to 250 yards long.
Well, I surmised it was on its steepest part about 12 degrees. At the beginning is about 2 degrees.
Oh, okay.
And I said a quarter mile because I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So, but judging by this.
Oh.
So, it looked like pretty good.
Well, anyway.
And when you think of Lance Armstrong climbing 6,000 feet on this kind of grade.
On that kind of grade, holy crap! He's got ball! He's got ball!
And when he leaves people behind.
By how many minutes this time?
I don't know yet. I didn't see the end. So I'll know when we get back. Anyway,
how far was he when you left?
He was just a little bit ahead. He had just taken off.
You don't know
how far? He just made
far.
The move. I don't know. I don't know any of it. So anyway, yeah, the wind just kicked up. So
a little bit. We're just going to be pretty good,
see what's
too.
What's going to happen. Yeah, although
we will be burned.
We're riding with the wind first, yeah. So on the way back, it's going to be fucking deadly.
Yeah, but we're going to be burned. You know that, right?
What do you mean?
Overcast sky is still a sunburn.
No. It's not more sunburn.
Oh.
You don't get more burned.
Oh,
it's
really?
Just you still get burned.
Okay, we'll still get burned.
we'll get burned like normal. So. Anyway, it's getting windy. I'm going to shut this off for now. We're going to ride on down the road, and we'll catch up with the Manster and what his technological tips are.
No, not technological tips. It's just more of what's new out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Tech trends, we'll say.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. We kind of circled the reservoir. The road we're riding rides around on a dam for about 5 miles and then cuts down through the middle.
The reservoir.
Yeah, right. Cuts down at the base level. We're about 6.5 miles through.
6.5? Oh, yours.
Oh, yeah.
6.25.
Yeah, I rode a little before you got here. So. Anyway, came across the part of the road where it's probably 50 feet wide in water, and my good friend the Dark Diver says, "What'd you go ahead and tell him what you said."
I said, "Hey, Chrissy, go ahead first. I want to see how deep you go."
That's real nice.
I know, that's a buddy. And by the way, since we are in an isolated area of the dam, and we only saw one rider here, I hate to tell you this, I have to kill you now, and I have to take all of your belongings.
No,
kidding. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not.
Anyway, yeah, we're down in the middle of the reservoir. Rain is pouring down all around us, but not on us, because I am blessed, and Manny is lucky to be riding with me.
Oh. If that makes you happy, I'm happy for you.
It should be.
Okay, well, Well, I'd like to talk one thing about new stuff that's out on the bike. Ergo grips or something, I believe. I'd have to check back again.
You didn't do your homework very well, did you?
I did not, especially because I just remembered the grip was the one thing, because I noticed that sometimes on our long ride you tend to shake your hand. The problem is with, you know, remember the palms,
right.
the ulnar nerve, the base of the handlebar towards the outer side of your palm is wide.
Right.
It, where you rest on it properly, it doesn't pinch on your nerve. And it's great.
good for those of us who tend to rest our upper body on the handlebars. In my glory days, I didn't do that. I hardly put any pressure on the handlebars. See, but now I take a break that way.
Yeah. And the reason it's good for casual riders, because, you could put your weight on there. But it's not so good for your more aggressive riders, free riders and downhillers, because if you are a two-finger breaker,
right,
it's hard to wrap your pinky and your ring finger around it, and you have a sensation of not gripping properly.
Well, I am a two-finger breaker, and that's why when you see me shake my hand, it's always my left. I rest on my left because it's more comfortable to do that there, and I can still two-finger break the way I have my grip set up with the angle of my break.
And,
right, I have to get my thumb underneath to do shifting. Since I do primarily all my shifting with
my right,
I set my front derailleur and leave it.
Okay, and now I'm segueing into the other part of the new stuff is SRAM's new XO shifters. Sweet ass motherfuckers. The thing, it's carbon fiber, and it's got aluminum shifters that you can dial, adjust the angle of the shifters 15 degrees both side, both ways. So that's a 30 degree shift, you know. So, like you said, whatever fits your grip on your right hand side, you can adjust that thing. It's brand new from Astrom. It's probably gonna go up around $200. But again, price point, Wheel World, they do discount those stuff, and
but
so
you know what
varies.
I think that's a perfect product to test out.
Oh, that would be good for you, especially the grips and the brake, because then
what I'm getting at is, you know, this is such a popular, amazing podcast that we could probably talk them into sending us one.
That would be great to test it out, man. You know,
that's our next goal, is to get some product sponsorship.
Yeah. By the way, that was SRAM's on those shifters, the SRAM XO. They're the higher end. They're the same company as Avid's brakes and Trivative's crank sets and arms. Okay, so check those out, guys. They're,
cool.
They're really pretty good.
Well, we're in the middle of the reservoir, so we better get rolling to the other side of it.
See how the rain is over there.
See if the rain comes down too fast, we will be swimming in the reservoir.
Oh, yeah.
Because this water could go up and cover the road. And
it does get fast, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's deceivingly, you know, low right now, but...
Well, like I said a little while ago, this is a reservoir.
Yeah.
Its job is to collect water.
Water,
and we're down in the bottom right now.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll catch you when we get to the other side of the reservoir.
Okay.
All right. We're about 9.5 miles into it. Just got done climbing out of the reservoir.
Base. Through the gun range. You had to duck for cover fire. It was like Kuwaiti, man.
We went past the gun range, and we're hearing shotguns going off.
And skeet shooting.
Yeah. And we climbed up to the other side. We're back on top of the dam again. A little winded from the climb.
Because we had to dodge trucks and cars.
Yeah, there's one section where...
It's so narrow.
We lose our regular fire road, and just throws us out onto a regular road with no bike lanes, no nothing, and traffic. Lots of traffic.
Lots and lots of traffic.
Now, this part of the dam road is not very well maintained.
Nope, but...
I mean, it's still there. It's a fire road.
Yeah.
But, geez, that grass is tall here.
Yeah.
There's no grass by the other one.
We're on the part where the George Bush Road meets up on 10... 10 something, the one where Westheimer splits off the Westheimer Parkway into the other road.
Well, most of our listeners aren't from here, so they won't even have a clue what you're talking about.
Never mind. Well, if you're ever in Houston, look up, call Chris. You know, he lives in, you know, if you want to get down with him.
If you want to ride a bike with me.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sorry. To gay guys, I'm sorry about that. You know,
sorry for the misdirection there. But any of you hot T&I cycle women come to Houston, we'll ride.
Yeah. The bike.
You're right. I'm getting into so much trouble right now.
Yes,
because I like, you know, I'm supposed to be this upstanding citizen.
Sure, Charlie.
Of course, all they've done is heard you cuss every other word. So, I by comparison, I look pretty good.
Yeah, I'm the bad one. Well,
yeah.
You know what? I think we circled the rain. I hope.
We've done it perfectly because now the rain's back over where we were.
Yeah, where we were.
And we're again, and I told you I'm blessed. This follows me around. Wherever I go, I hear this sound.
Oh! Yeah, all it's missing is a ray of light, you know?
Hey,
and like,
wait till we stop. When we stop, the ray of light's going to hit me.
And
you will bow down.
I'll bow down. See Jesus and says, he's dehydrated!
Yeah, if I see Jesus, or if you see Jesus, that means you didn't drink enough.
I know.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it for now and probably catch up with you at some point later. If there's nothing interesting between here and back where we put in, we won't. But if we do, we'll stop and let you know.
See ya.
Well, there we have it. Wow, you didn't tell me my camelback was getting covered in mud. It's like coated.
Mine too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just finished about 15 miles, roughly. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Manny the moron nearly knocked my bike over.
You got it at cost, so what?
Yeah, I want to keep it, too. So what'd you think? First time around the dam.
Damn, man!
Manny did the dam ride today. How'd you like the dam ride?
The dam ride was excellent because it was all flat out. The long and bloody freaking long roads make the miles go by faster.
Yeah, they do. And we completely avoided the rain. We got a little sprinkle, but
yeah,
but it was wet as hell on the way back.
That guy, poor guy with a broken pump.
Oh, yeah, there was a guy with a flat tire.
He went to the rain. We were just away from the rain all the time.
Asked if we had a pump. Of course we don't carry a pump. We're not prepared.
We failed Boy Scouts because we went after
the
brownies. Were you Boy Scout?
I didn't fail Boy Scouts.
You fuck.
I didn't get in Boy Scouts because my mom and dad were tired of it. By the time both my brothers went through Boy Scouts,
oh, really?
They were tired of doing it. So they said, you don't want to be a Boy Scout, do you? And I'm like, yeah, nah, that's okay.
Man.
So I got screwed. So don't bring up Boy Scouts, man. It's a real sore subject. Although I did go to Girl Scout camp. That was fun. Anyway, that guy's still out there walking with his bike and his flat. And really not much we could have done about it. It did bring up an issue with
cartridges,
the CO2 cartridges. In the past, I've always thought, what a waste of money, you know. Real men pump up their own tires.
Yeah.
This is some kind of elitist
mentality.
Yeah, snobby rich people jumping into cycling. But in retrospect, I'd hate to have a flat 10 miles out there.
Yeah, emergency situations come around, and an extra tube probably, you know, deflated one.
I do keep an extra tube in my pack with me, but I don't have any way to inflate it.
Yeah. See, one of these days we'll invest in a good hand pump, and not only that, and also
maybe cartridge. Maybe we'll find a couple we can test.
Oh,
a test run on that.
Top Peak
right.
Is pretty good.
I have a good Wrench Force one, but I can tell them I don't have one, and I want to try one out.
Yeah. Top Peak makes a nice hand pumps. Toe Peak or so.
Wow, this bike is dirty as hell.
Hello, look at mine.
Well. Looks like a mountain bike though now, huh?
Yeah. Take a picture of that. You gotta take a picture of that. That's a mountain bike right there, how dirty it is.
My camera won't show it up very good. I'll take a picture when I get home. Anyway, this has been show number 2 of the T&I Cyclecast. I'm your host, Chris Daly.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
T&I?
TNI.
What the hell is TNI?
Team Internet.
Oh, Team
yeah,
Internet.
Yeah, not TNA.
Okay, yeah.
I know, but hey, if it gets us an extra listener, they see the TNI and think TNA, what the heck?
I know. TNI? This is the
or
master.
Actually, it's T at I.
T at I. Oh, T at I.
Yeah,
also, I said
TNI.
Yeah. That's, I like that. The tie thing is,
TNI is just totally wrong.
Yeah, TNI is
it's an at sign.
It's an at sign, So I call it the pie.
I call it the
Tie Pod. Oh!
TI Cyclecast.
Well, I'll call it Tie Pod myself, so.
You call it Tie Pod.
Anyway, this is a Dark Diver. I'll see you guys next time around.
Keep the rubber side down and the steel side up.
Later.